Hi, Edward. Thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
That's good. That's good. Another day closer to Friday, right?
No doubt about that. It's Wednesday.
Yes, exactly.
We're in the middle.
I know. It's that hump day.
Exactly.
Now, I see
my
that
son,
you've been...
My son's uh-huh. getting married this weekend, so...
Oh, how exciting. Oh, wow. Is it going to be a big wedding or is it going to be a little bit on the simpler side?
Yeah, it's 125 people. So that's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, how exciting. Oh, my. How many kids do you have?
I have actually four.
Okay.
They range from 2.5 to 30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You're definitely busy. Definitely.
I'm busy.
Wow. Well, you see, grandkids are always so nice to have. Well, congratulations, by the way. It definitely sounds like it's an exciting time that you have coming up.
It will be that for sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, for your business side, I have here you've been in business for 35 years already. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. Well, congratulations, first of all. How has business been going?
It's good. Yeah, I've got a good business. Yeah. I mean, I have a great business, actually. We're always busy. I'm always interested in hearing what somebody has to say. You know, I've had guys for 20 years working for me and never had a day off, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a blessing. It really is, especially nowadays. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses can't make it past that five-year mark, and here you are at 35 years, so that is a great thing to be proud of, I'm sure. Do you plan on leaving your business to your children? Are they kind of following the same footsteps?
They did, but are you from this area at all? Where are you from?
I'm Southern California.
Okay, yeah. So. But they work for the main utility company called PG&E.
Yeah, I know what PG&E is.
Okay, yeah. They both have recession-proof jobs.
Exactly.
They worked for me and they got great jobs with PG&E. I said, go do it, dude. If I had to do it again, it's probably what I would have done. But I have a good career. And, you know, they're very established in their careers, and they're set for life in their business and what daddy will leave them, you know, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I used to do solar, so I'm very familiar with PG&E.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yes. And, I mean, you've been in business already for this long. What do you currently do for marketing? How do you get your new clients?
Miss, I'll be honest with you, I don't need to.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
It's just, you know, I don't know. They find us one way. Most of everything, you know, my whole career, I've never really advertised anywhere. And it's been okay.
Well, that's good. On our end, we would pretty much be marketing your business. So, you know, we would be, first of all, doing a Google business profile for you. I mean, you've been in business for this long and you don't have a Google business profile like that. That's, first of all, kind of crazy. But second of all, I mean, you're still doing really well. So it's like, you don't need one. But a Google business profile would pretty much be bringing presence to your business online when people search for you, because when you type in your business name and also city and state, Bird Eyes Builder pops up as a Google business profile. So, you know, it's a little confusing if your clients are searching for you. So we would kind of clean that up, first of all. We would put that Google business profile on the first page of Google when people are searching for your services as well. So that brings you more of a stability online presence. We would do that across the web as well, with Yahoo, Bing, Amazon Alexa, Siri, the 60 plus directories. We would also take care of you on Facebook side. Do you have a Facebook account for the business or not that at all?
Not that at all. Not for the business. I have one personally.
Okay. If you have a personal one, we can still actually attach a business side to your personal one, but they wouldn't get confused with each other at all. Like if people are looking up for your business, they're not going to come across your personal one. But we do run ads for your business as well, and that is direct target marketing. So it's only in front of people who are already looking for your services, and they can click to call you directly. So pretty much for the service, it works off of a flat rate. So it's a month to month. There is no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month. There is a one-time setup fee. That's of $99 to get all of your programming set up. That's also going to include a website for your business. So the initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
That's not too bad.
So, no, it's actually not bad at all, especially for, when it comes to Google, because it can get a little pricey on Google's side. But let me ask you, I know that you're, compared to most of the companies that I speak with, most companies, they need to get, they have this need of more clients, and you're in a little bit of a different situation. I mean, what do you think about everything that I said? What are your thoughts on the program?
My company is established. Clients and everything, but it sure hurt to get out there and just see. I mean, what can transpire with doing something like this? You try it for 4, 5, 6 months, and if it doesn't add to your growth to your company, then you just let it go since you're not in a contract.
Exactly. And to kind of touch up a little bit about what you said also, so we're also going to be providing you with a dashboard. It's an app, and it's going to track everything. So you're going to be able to see, how many people have clicked on you, called for you, how many people have looked for your keywords. All of it is also tracked, so you can see the results, on a pretty much a daily basis, because you're going to have access to that app whenever you want. So that is also going to be included in there for you as well.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that I like about it is that I don't even have a website.
Yeah, I saw that.
everybody goes, you need to get a website. You need to put all your pictures. You build beautiful things, thing is so busy, I don't have time. and so I kind of like that idea of maybe having a website, with that. Mm-hmm. Like that. I get people calling me all the time. I can build you a website, you're going to blah, 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 blah. I just never really do it,
Yes.
I had an employee leave and come back. And he's a little different than a lot of my other employees. So that's kind of what I would, he's just like a handyman, and he's always done a lot of different things for me. And I have not done things that are his capabilities, because I just haven't had anybody. So it'd be nice to maybe see how this comes around and able to feed him a little more work,
Yeah. Yeah. I get you on that end, absolutely.
What would you be advertising? What would you be advertising? I'm a general contractor, we do framing, building, concrete, we do everything, And mm-hmm. So what would you put me under? What are these people clicking onto when they get, would you say iBird Builders or something?
What's popping up is Bird Eye Builders, Inc.
Okay, Bird Eye
Builders. Yeah. Sebastopol. Sorry, I can't say city. Yeah. How do you say it?
Sebastopol.
Oh, gosh.
Sebastopol.
Yeah. Sebastopol. I can't even say it.
Yeah.
They're based out of there.
I've heard of them. I've heard of them. I haven't seen much of them, but I have heard of them.
They have other, I just opened up their website and they have, I mean, it's nice pictures that they have, but they don't really have, like, they don't have descriptions of, like, what it is that they do. So, I mean, if I would be looking for a company, I would just see a bunch of pictures that to me look like stock pictures, but I mean, I don't really know if they are. but, oh, it has a little bit about who they are. The way that we would do it for you, so we would give you approximately 15 keywords. So my job is going to be to get the basics of the services that you offer. I set up a time for our onboarding team to call you. They, between that time and when they meet with you, they do research on your area and what keywords are searched the most in your area based off of the services that you offer. And when you guys have your onboarding call, they're going to tell you, like, look, these are the keywords that are searched the most, and you guys are going to decide which keywords you want to pick. So when people search for those keywords online, that's when your business pops up. So that's how that would work. Okay. And also, so we are a little bit transparent on the timeline of how long everything takes. From when you sign up, it's about 1 to 3 days. That's to schedule that onboarding call where they go more into detail, like what you want your website to look like as well, the pictures, the colors, all of that. Then it takes approximately 5 to 7 days. That's going to be to get your dashboard up and running as well as your website. For Facebook ads, it's approximately 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement, it's about 30 to 45 days. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin. That's to verify your business. So it is a bit of a process on that end, even though we do it a lot quicker than other companies. But we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. So we do always mention it's approximately 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page.
Yeah, obviously I'm not in that big a hurry.
Yeah, I know. yeah, so, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I think so. Is there an email or can I send you? You have my email. Can you send me all this? So, and then how do we get started? You can send me to another company. You can send me to your onboarding place.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is pretty much get the basics of your information. I'm going to set up that onboarding call. I'm going to take payment. While we're on the phone, you're going to be receiving all of the emails and the text messages, and then the whole process starts from there. So, Edward, what is your last name?
Doughty. Correct.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
And that is edbuilders1984@gmail.com.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 7713, is this the phone number that you want your clients to be calling you on as well?
That would be correct.
Okay. And for company name, I have it down as ED Builders. Is that correct?
It's E-D Builders.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Got that down. And now Google's going to need that physical address to mail out that verification pin. What address do you want me to put down?
Daywalt Road, Sebastopol, California. 9 5 4 7
2 9 9 5
uh-huh. 4 7
Okay, Yeah, I got that down. It's a 4439 DeWalt Road. Okay.
Four three nine.
Is that what you're closing? Uh-huh, 4439. That's correct? Yeah,
that's my office, my shop, yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's
what I was confused about,
yeah. Okay, perfect. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself? I don't understand what you mean by that.
So people that can make changes on your account that we can speak with, sometimes people have business partners or kids that work with them and they want to allow them to make changes on the account, or if we need to call to get some type of information, like who's authorized to make changes other than if there is anybody other than yourself.
There would be my son, Brandon Doty.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put Nicolette Doty. Those would be the only two people.
Nicolette, is it spelled N-I-C-O-L-A-T-T-E?
N-I-C-O-L-E-T-T-E.
Okay. Also last name Doty? Okay. And now, for some of the services that you offer, what do you want to be found for when people are looking for you?
That's a good one. It'd be remodel or general contractor or general contractor, new construction and remodels. Would be the three keywords, you know what I mean?
Bathroom and kitchen remodel are really big, so I'll make sure to put that down as well.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, patios and decks?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you want me to put anything else down other than those for now?
You could put foundation.
Okay. Anything else?
All I can think of right now.
Okay. You can always add. It's not a problem on that end. Now, for the time for onboarding to call you, they do call you within an hour window. The call is between 40 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. So what does your availability look like? I have a couple spots open today, but we have more openings on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, anytime, you know, after between 9 and 9 and 3.
Okay. I have tomorrow between 10 and 11. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll email you out the Google invite for you as well, so if you need to make any changes, you can just respond to me. Now, are you licensed and insured?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got to the job site, so it's a little bit crazy right now. So
it's okay.
I told the lady I have about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to take any longer than 10 minutes, so let me just go through this a little bit quicker. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the specific target areas that you want to target, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Sonoma, Marin, Napa.
Okay, hold on. So the first thing's going to be, what was the first city?
Sonoma, Marin, and Napa.
Okay, Marin and Napa. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Okay. 5 minutes, all I got. I'm counting. So, I'm sorry.
Sonoma, Marin, and Napa. Is there anything else you want to add?
I guess you can go Lake County, maybe. Maybe get Gordo to work up there.
Lake County?
Yeah, I could always. I'm not a big fan of Lake County, but.
Okay.
If it doesn't cost, if it doesn't cost me any more money, then does it cost more money to go Port County?
No.
I guess you can do that.
Okay. I'll put down Lake County. Now, the card that you're going to use, is it going to be the same billing as the DeWalt Road, or is it a different billing?
I don't know. I have to run. I don't have my wallet with me. One of my other job sites.
Okay.
My truck's on a job site. What is it? It's a Visa card. I know that. But yeah, it's tied to the DeWalt for sure. Yeah. But the address will be different. It'll be attached to Ford. What is that? 4353. So the card will be attached to 4353.
Okay. So to process everything, we're going to need the card. When are you going to be by your car again?
Probably 30 minutes or less.
Okay. So I can give you a call at 9 o'clock. Does that work for you?
That should be fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll call you at 9, and we'll finish this up for you.
Yeah. And the main reason is because I have Apple Pay on my phone, so I don't always carry my credit card with me.
That's so convenient.
It doesn't help so much in cases like this. Exactly.
But it's not a problem. Let me set up the callback for you at 9 o'clock, and then we're almost already done. It's only going to take probably about 5 more minutes to start processing it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
All right. I'll call you shortly. All right. Okay. Bye.